up? It's Dave. It's Duncan back from Metal Epidemic for another album review. And for this review, Duncan and I have been checking out the new album from New England boogie metal five-piece, Leather Lung.
New England, eh?
The band's new album, Graveside Grin, will be released on March 15th via Magnetic Eye Records.
Magnetic Eye, that's right. You look at something and metal flies towards it. Yeah, you bastard.
Starting as a four-piece, Leather Lung quickly gained an excellent reputation in their local scene, as well as plenty of critical attention through a string of EPs, starting with Reap What You Sow in 2014, and followed in regular intervals by Lost in Temptation in 2016, Lonesome on Rye and Evil in 2019, and Dive Bar Devil in 2022.
Dive Bar Devil is a great name for an EP.
Now a five-piece with the addition of a second guitarist, Leather Lung are ready to take on the world, following crushing live appearances at Desert Fest New York and Psycho Las Vegas. The band returned with Graveside Grin, a massive sign that these freaks from Boston are ready for the road and amped to get the global party going. The new album from the New England five-piece has everything promised by their previous EP releases, a thick, chugging concoction of stoner metal, doom and unrelenting sludge, blended into a refreshingly heavy brew with a catchy kick. The album was recorded and mixed by Chris Johnson at New Alliance Audio, then mastered by Brad Boatwright.
Oh, we love you, Brad.
Brad. Brad. Brad. Brad. Start a Brad chant. Brad, you're so awesome, man.
Said in a different review how things are better when you're a duo. Start a chant doesn't help. You know what I mean? That doesn't work. But we do love Brad.
We do. So I had never heard of Leather Lung before, but all it took was one watch of their first single, Spit in the Casket, and I was sold, Duncan. I was sold. It was just the right type of infectious doomy sludge that I enjoy.
Yep, Spit in the Casket is a... it's what I call it when I'm not in a corpse.
Jesus Christ. How did I know?
Necrophilia joke. That's today's necrophilia moment, brought to you by Metal Epidemic. Member and user code. No.
Spit
in the casket.
God, there's a whole new meaning now. So Leather Lung. I kind of love this. It's very, very southern in style.
It's very Dave.
It's very Dave.
Yes, it is. Dave. Yes. If this was a t-shirt, you'd wear it all the time.
Yeah, I would. I actually need to get myself a Leather Lung t-shirt. I love bands like this though. Like that, every riff has a big bendy tail on the end of it that just like it just oozes whiskey and smoke. Just like
it's like guitarists that don't open their eyes.
Yes.
And pull faces while they're playing. Like, yep. That's it. It's like constantly looking upwards but with their eyes closed.
Yeah. I kind of love that. It very much lives up to its name of boogie metal because this whole album just has a groove to it and a feel. It's almost impossible not to be totally hooked in and just, you know, your head just starts to go on every single track. And on first listen, like I knew by about track three, like, what I was getting.
Freewheeling maniac.
Yeah, I know what's coming and I'm more than happy to just sit and bathe in those swampy groove riffs for 40 minutes. I think a lot of this does what it says on the tin. But there's a few tracks in here that will give you a little bit of a mix, you know, a bit of variance and, you know, in style and just to kind of keep you on your toes. I love when bands include a bit, especially bands of this style, include a bit of that kind of blues kind of sound. And Big Bad Bodega Cat has that, like, just secreting from it. It's one of those tracks you just feel yourself wanting to air guitar straight away.
It's an air guitar album.
Absolutely is, yeah. Love that. But then you've got tracks like Empty Bottle Boogie, which like it ups the tempo. Like it kind of moves away from that kind of slowish, kind of doomy sludge tempo to something a bit more kind of mid-paced. It's got a real kind of like stomp to it, which was awesome. Also had a kind of trio of different vocal styles on it to kind of mix things up, which was really cool. I wasn't expecting that. There's a clean vocal on it that I did not expect, but I thought that was a really nice touch to the track. It gave it something of a little bit more of a kind of soulful kind of feel to it, which was cool. Guilty Pleasure. If you took out, well, I was listening to this track, if you took out this the kind of sludge vocals and that kind of like filthy guitar tone, the riff itself is a, there's a wee bit of nu metal about it, and I don't know if it's probably not done on purpose, to be honest, but it has a little bit, like, this wouldn't be out of place on like an old Soulfly album or something like that riff, which was pretty cool though. I liked it on the album. La La Land kind of dips into something a wee bit more kind of trippy and quite rhythmical, a lot of kind of tom work, and there's some psychedelic guitars on there kind of interspersed out the track, and it's a wee bit more experimental, not too much, but it's a nice kind of break, you know, from the kind of riff fest that the rest of the album is. Twist and Flowers, again, that kind of opts for a bit more kind of vocal melody, which sounds great. I think there's three guys in the band that actually do vocals on this, so it's cool to get such a variety of different tones on it. Raised Me Rowdy, that kind of ends with something heavy in the riffs department, but again, it's loaded with that kind of bluesy kind of character as well. This album, it's colossal in size. It's perfectly produced for its style, but it's also, it's got like a great character to it. We've already spoken about another album tonight that was maybe a little bit on the kind of clinical side. This is not like that. This, you can hear how it feel like, you can hear like they've stuck a couple of mics in front of a guitar cab and they've just kind of cranked it. You can hear every little kind of inflection of the guitar sound.
If you put a white glove on and ran it along with any of these tracks and lifted it up, there's substance on this. Yeah. A wee bit of grease, a wee bit of grime.
Yeah.
If it's something that you can't identify, don't sniff it.
Sniff it. Never taste it, never sniff it. It's got a kind of live kind of feel to it at times as well. I wouldn't be surprised if they recorded some of this, you know, together in a room. It has that kind of ambience about it, but also sounds utterly crushing at the same time. Not a lot to really complain about it, to be honest. It's a very easy listen for me. I think if I was like really nitpicking it, I'd say maybe it's maybe one track too long. I think when I listened to this 3 or 4 times, and I think there was maybe one track I felt didn't really add, you know, anything unique to the album. Headstone was the track I was thinking, it's okay.
I love that groove in Headstone, though.
Oh, really? It was the kind of one that I thought maybe could have came out. It's a very minor gripe, though, to be honest. There's nothing really kind of major that I would change about it. They're not really a band that are pushing the boundaries in a massive way. But what they do, they do it very well. And I think they've managed to keep the album varied enough that I never really switched off from it. It also helps that the vocalist Mike has a tone that could strip paint from the walls.
Very Mantar. I kind of loved it.
Yeah. Yeah. I could probably listen to him scream the phone book, to be honest. which is not even a thing anymore. I'm really showing
my age. Alfred!
Scream the dictionary, maybe. He's got a voice that really kind of stands out on a release like this. He's got like personality in his tone, and the way he kind of delivers each line, you're kind of hanging on the lyrics of, you know, each track. This is a shitload of fun, to be honest. This is right up my street. As you said, it's an absolute Dave album, to be honest. What about yourself? What do you think of Leather Lung?
Scissor Fight.
Yeah.
Mantar.
Mm.
Church of Misery.
Yeah.
And Tankzilla. Fucked. The resulting offspring of said fornication fest would be Leatherlung. There's moments in here that are very, mostly vocally, remind me of that abrasive Mantar tone. Guitar riff-wise, it's like a cross between... I think it falls in the production of... we mention this from time to time, but Scissorfight's Mantrap and For Sport, Not For Profit. It reminds me of that kind of just sonic assault of that. Some of those grooves, I think, I might be wrong, I think they might be from that part of the world as well. But also reminds me of, there are huge moments, this are very Church of Misery. Massive groove riffs. And then at times, the fact, the Tankzilla reference comes in, because I don't think there's a bad riff on here, and Tankzilla are one of the few bands that can do that kind of, that groove metal thing and just continually churn out fucking banger riff, banger riff, banger riff, and a banger riff. And I think Leatherlung do that as well. Really, 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 really well. Like yourself, I love the dynamics in the vocals when they change, and they don't overuse it in this at all. I think there's two tracks which incorporate an amount of melody which works for breaking things out. But it's just the sheer level of just groove on this. It just has, like, mentioned it already, but it is just an air guitar album. Like, you just kind of feel yourself smiling and listen to it, slow head banging a bit of this from time to time. You can't not, like, all the way through it. Like yourself, I don't think they're necessarily pushing the envelope. It's a genre that you really struggle to bring anything truly original to. Sludge doom and kind of boogie metal, or whatever they're calling themselves. Like, there are very few bands that reinvent that wheel, and that's kind of the, it's kind of the satisfying comfort food of that genre, is you kind of, like we mentioned, there are bands that try and put a spin on it, and some of them work, some of them don't, but there's nothing more satisfying, short of like amazing oral sex, that makes you just sink in your chair and go, oh, like hearing a good sludgy doom riff just played right at the right tempo, like the end of every riff, something's added, and you're like, oh shit, like there's something about that. It's very comforting, and this band have almost a monitorium over it. The entire album is just full of those moments where you get a groove riff and you're like, how are they going to finish it? That's how they did it. It just continues to wash over. It's not a remarkable release, but it's a release that makes me happy when I listen to it. And there's a time and a place for that. Occasionally I like my music to challenge me. Occasionally I like my music to make me angry or accentuate the anger I already have. There's levels of catharsis in some of the things you listen to, and other things you listen to because you just want to feel good. And Leatherlung is the sort of band I would listen to kind of feel good. So I think its production is surprisingly good. And the drums have a great deal of like polish on them without making them sound like they've been fucked with. And every other element of the band gets scuzzier. Like, the bass is really well produced, but it's got a bit of scuzz. The guitars come in, all scuzz, and the vocals come in, they're just nasty. It's a great listen. It's one of those ones I could see myself easily coming back to during the year and just spinning, because I just want to hear something with a groove.
So final thing, scores for the new Leatherlung album. This is hella fun. It kind of does what it says in the tin, but there's a couple of little elements in there that are a little different. That, you know, will not surprise you, but they do kind of keep you on your toes. Love the production. I think the production's absolutely spot on for this style. I'm going to go 4 out of 5 in this one. Enjoyable. What are you thinking?
We are siding so much tonight. 4 out of 5 for me. Yeah.
Nice.
Well, this is an easy listen.
Yeah.
It's really, really well put together, and all that work through their 10 years to get to where they are now has paid off. This album flows really, really well from a band that clearly have a kind of mastery of what they want to do.
Leatherlung, Graveside Grin, out on March 15th on Magnetic Eye Records. Link below to the band and the pre-order. Check it out. Have a listen. See what you think. Happy to hear your thoughts on it. That is our review. Thanks for checking out. We'll be back with another review very soon. But until then, take care. Speak to you soon.
Bye, everyone.